This is a Fox News alert. Russia is further invading Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony.
We just... Whoa. Large explosion. 2 miles behind me. Black smoke coming up.
Fox's Steve Harrigan a short time ago.
We've heard a large number of strikes in the pre-dawn hours.
He's in the capital, Kyiv.
We don't know what was hit, but it's assumed that these are Russian missiles and that they are targeting command and control centers in Ukraine and air defenses in Ukraine. Now, Russia is saying at this point that they have completely taken down Ukraine's air defenses. We can't verify that.
A Ukrainian official says 40 people have been killed.
Ukraine says it is being attacked from the north, east, and south as Russia launches an all-out invasion. Russian missiles have fallen on Ukrainian cities. Ukraine says Russian troops have poured across borders on land as well as attacking from the sea. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, is calling on citizens to defend the country, saying authorities will issue weapons to anyone who wants them. He said Russia is trying to destroy Ukraine and urged world leaders to impose all possible sanctions.
It's Fox's Simon Owen.
We condemn this barbaric attack.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
President Biden says the prayers of the world are with the people of Ukraine right now. He's condemning Russia's unprovoked attack, and he added in a statement, President Putin has chosen a premeditated war that will bring a catastrophic loss of life and human suffering.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins. The president, our allies, have promised severe economic sanctions for Russia. NATO just said it'll bolster alliance defenses near Ukraine and forces there. Stock markets tumbling across Europe. Futures plunging on Wall Street. Oil has surged up $7. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, our top Fox story, Russia bombarding Ukraine with airstrikes as forces also move in a further invasion condemned worldwide with 40 deaths reported so far. Before Russia did move deeper into Ukraine today, a survey showed Americans are wary of getting involved.
After 2 decades of war in Afghanistan, a new poll shows most Americans don't have an appetite for another battle. President Biden ruled out sending troops to Ukraine, but acknowledged that a war in Eastern Europe would have a ripple effect.
Defending freedom will have cost. For us as well, and here at home.
Those costs are too high for many. Only 26% of Americans say the U.S. should play a major role in the Russia-Ukraine conflict, according to an Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll. Despite the reluctancy, 53% of respondents say they're concerned or extremely concerned that Russia's influence around the world poses a threat to the U.S. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Who has been threatening black colleges and universities? The FBI keeps trying to figure that out.
Between January 4th and February 16th, 57 historically black colleges, universities, houses of worship, and faith-based academic institutions were targeted with bomb threats, the FBI says. Those threats were made by phone, email, social media, and anonymous online post. The Bureau says 31 field offices are actively working with other law enforcement agencies in investigating the cases as racially or ethnically motivated extremism and hate crimes. No explosive devices related to the threats were found, but the FBI says it takes all threats with the utmost seriousness and recognizes the fear and disruption caused. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
This will be day two of deliberations for a federal jury deciding if three fired Minneapolis cops violated George Floyd's civil rights in his 2020 death. A fourth, Derek Chauvin, already pleaded guilty after he was convicted of murdering Floyd. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.